Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa amma ba'd. As we approach the blessed month of Dhul-Hijjah and specifically the time of Hajj, we know how this time is synonymous and connected with the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. And we know how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam is mentioned in the chapters of the Quran quite often, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to derive lessons from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. One such place is in Surah Ibrahim, one whole surah is named after Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story of how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to leave his family in Makkah Mukarram. His wife Hajar and his son Ismail, a small child, a baby, they were to be left in the barren land of Makkah Mukarramah, a desert, where, unlike today, there were no individuals there. There was no inhabitants in that place. There was no source for water. There were no other human beings living in this barren land. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to migrate from Syria, from Sham, to Makkah Mukarramah and leave his family there. So when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went to Makkah Mukarramah with his family, Hajar alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, can we imagine the test that an individual who was a Nabi was instructed and commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do such a thing, which was, when we look at it from one angle, a certain level of leaving his family alone. And not any place, a place where on the apparent there's no water, there's no other inhabitants, there's nobody there. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, being Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, being the Khalil of Allah, the friend of Allah, he carried out this task. He had trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his friend. Because he was the friend of Allah, he had trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't command me or won't test me with something where there's no benefit for me. He knew that he was his friend. He knew that Ibrahim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would help him. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam goes and he leaves his family in Makkah Mukarramah and he starts to leave. And the narration is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari as well, where Hajar then converses with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam as he is leaving. That, are you going to leave us here? The wife, she had a question. Are you going to leave us here? And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam initially doesn't respond. And then the wife says, that did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command you to do this? She knew that Ibrahim was the friend of Allah. It was his wife. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam turns and says, yes, Allah has commanded me to do this. So look at her response. She says, إِذَنْ لَا يُضَيِّعُنَا. He will not waste us then. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam continues to go. So first point here is that when we are grounded in Allah, when our connection with Allah is strong, then no matter what life throws our way, no matter what test we have to go through, we will get through that test. Because we are connected with whom? With Allah. Our reality is that we expect from so-and-so, from another individual, from a friend, from our wife, from our child. We don't ground ourselves in the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with our creator, our sustainer. And we should ask ourselves that whatever we are going through in our life right now, are we expecting an answer from some human being, some relationship that we have with an individual? Or are we truly grounded in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that my Allah will help me? So when the husband, Ibrahim alayhi salam, was the Khalil of Allah, the wife Hajar was also connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She said that he won't waste us. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam then continues and he got to the top of the mountain. And as he's leaving the mountain where he can see his child and his wife, he can see his child and his wife, then he makes dua. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. First and foremost, he's leaving his family in a town, in a place where there's nobody there. So he asks for safe and security there. He's worried. This dua gives us the indication that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was worried. He was a human being, but he was a Nabi, he was a prophet. So he had full reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the same time he was worried. What does that teach us? If a person has some financial issue, some marital issue, some health issue, then to be worried and scared is not leaving or abandoning Allah. A person can still be worried. A person can still have concern. A person can still have that natural fear in his heart. But then it's what he does next that matters. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then recollects this and says that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made this dua. رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا وَجِنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. What else was he worried about? He was worried about the iman of his children. That protect me and my progeny from worshipping any idols. Again, solidifying his belief, his reliance in Allah. And we see this throughout the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. That he had the reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was anchored truly in the belief that Allah will help me. Allah is going to help me. Whether that's in the fire, whether that's calling his family. And all of those are incidents that are mentioned and scattered within the Quran. So then, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also made the dua. رَبِّ إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ وَارْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. That, oh Allah, I have left my family. Again, he is reiterating. I have left my family in a place where there is no vegetation. By your blessed house, عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. By your sanctified house, which was the Kaaba. And then he says that, oh my Rabb, make it that they establish salah, liyuqimu salah. And then, so again, the thing that he asks for is, okay, they establish salah. And then, faj'al afidatan minan nasi tahwi ilayhim. And make it that people's hearts incline towards them. Make it that people come and live there. And then grant them rizq, sustenance, so that they are grateful. Now we see Makkatul Mukarramah. Now we see, still a desert, but we see how much vegetation there is there, how much food there is there, how much water there is there, how many different types of foods you can eat when you go to Makkah Mukarram. This is the dua, this is the manifestation of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. His reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifested itself in the acceptance of the dua. And Hajar alayhi salam, she also had reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But she didn't just sit in one place. We know the story of Zamzam. We know that when Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam began to cry and he wanted water, what did she do? She went and climbed Mount Safa, then Marwa, then Safa, then Marwa. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the water of Zamzam re-emerge from where it was hidden. And water came out from that place. So she made an effort to solve the issue, which was that there was a lack of water there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped her. So she made effort. Tawakkul isn't that a person just sit there and say, Ya Allah, provide for me. Ya Allah, provide for me. Tawakkul is that a person takes the asbab. If he is going through a financial issue, he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at the same time, he applies for a job. He goes to interviews. He works hard. He educates himself. But he makes dua. He makes dua. The reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be there. That Allah will provide for me if I make an effort. The same way in terms of a person has an illness. It doesn't mean that a person just sits at home and gives up hope. That no, it's over now. The doctor has said this. If there is some kind of medicine, some kind of treatment that he can go through, then he tries to find those avenues. He tries to go to those avenues to acquire the medicine so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give him shifa and cure. So when we look at this, then we see that we have certain tools that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. The fact that we can make dua. The fact that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us that this is how you make dua. And then at the end of this ruku, this portion of the Quran, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah alladhi wahaba li 'ala al-kibri Ismaila wa Ishaq. At all praises to that Allah who gave me Ismail and Ishaq in an old age, where it wasn't apparently possible. But a person has reached a certain age, to have children, to bear children is difficult. Not impossible, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us that He gave a child to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam acknowledges that, alal kibari. And in the fact that he was old, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a child, he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. So when we make dua, the blessings that we have, yes, we all have certain problems. Yes, some will be going through financial issues, marital issues, infertility, whatever it may be. A person can't have children. A person has an illness. Sometimes even a terminal illness. But at that time, it's important for us to focus on those blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a home. He has given us food. He has given us children. He has given us life. He has given us iman, the belief in Allah. So when we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these blessings, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, just before this ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that if you are grateful, we will grant you more. So the way that we think and the way that we go through life in terms of the problems that we have, in terms of the challenges that we have, in terms of the tests that we have, a person will then be able to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through both his test and the blessings that he's been given. And this should be the aim of a believer. That sometimes tests and tribulations and difficulties are playing on our mind. In that moment, we are patient and we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. And we take whatever asbab, whatever means we can in terms of reading dua, in terms of physical means as well, in order to gain the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, which is more difficult, that when a person has just blessings and blessings, and there are moments within our life where a person will have very few or very little, or seldom he'll have any issues. And at that time as well, we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when shaitan comes into our mind and puts this thought, oh, you're going through these tests, what have you done wrong, and so forth, focus on the blessings. Focus on the blessings. There are many around the world, our brothers and sisters around the world, who are going through bigger tests than we are. And we need to remember them. This is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, انظروا إلى من هو أسفل منكم. Look at those people. Focus should be on those people who are in a worse of situation than you. We generally focus on the person who has a better car than us, who has a better house than us, who has a better job than us. And we perceive, again, this is the key word, we perceive that they have a better life than us. We don't know what they're going through. We don't know what problem they're going through. So from this, in terms of the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, we truly get to appreciate that anchoring ourselves in the belief in Allah and the connection with Allah is what's going to grant us success. Let us not depend on any individual, any doctor, any politician, any individual that we may know, any boss, and whoever we're working for, any employer, whoever it is. Primarily, our connection is with who? Allah. Our connection is with Allah the Creator. Because Allah is the one who changes hearts. Allah is the one who is in control of hearts. Allah is the one who is in control of everything. And this is what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam showed us. And then we take the means and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then secondly, as a secondary thing or a tertiary thing, we communicate and connect with other human beings, where we see that this person could be of benefit. This person can do something good for the community. This person can help me. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through that will make our du'as come true. Will help us. Will help the ummah. The whole ummah. And help our families, our community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to follow in the footsteps of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us as we approach the days of Hajj, as we approach the blessed days, that we make the most of these blessed days. We increase our connection with Allah. We read the stories of the Anbiya, specifically at this time, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, at home, discuss it with our children and try to emulate and follow the way of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and also specifically our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to do good. Ameen. Where's the request that just to stand up and make the saf? We still have some time. If you can just make the saf as and when we come in, those that are at the back as well, inshallah, if they request that, just to come and make the saf.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alal falah. Hayya 'alal falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Mm-hmm.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just a brief recap of today's discussion. As we approach the days of Dhul Hijjah, and those days are synonymous with the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, whose story is mentioned in various places within the Quran. Various aspects of his story are mentioned within different parts of the Quran. Today we discussed the story where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam is instructed and commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to leave his family in Makkah Mukarrama in a desert at a time where nobody resided there. And we see from this story, the verses that were discussed, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, being the Khalil of Allah, the friend of Allah, showed how one should be the friend of Allah by having complete reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't question, and we see this throughout his life, but specifically here, imagine leaving your wife and your child in a place where nobody lives, no source of water. But at the same time, he had reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he anchored himself in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. How? He asked from Allah. He asked from Allah to make that place a blessed place, to provide for his family, to make the place a safe place. And he made dua for his progeny to stay upon the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the reality is that every single one of us will be tested. In those moments where a person is tested, then the value of the person in the court of Allah will be decided by what he does next. Does he anchor himself with Allah by going more towards Allah, or is he more distant from Allah? And when we look at the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, we see how truly he had the title of Khalilullah, and how he showed how he was the friend of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions these stories for us within the Qur'an for us to follow in the footsteps. So whenever we have any issue, whenever we have any test, then rather than relying on individuals, let us rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we take means as well. Tawakkul is that a person, he relies in Allah, but also takes the means as well. Whatever means are required. If he needs a job, he goes for the interview. If he needs a job, he applies for different posts. If he wants to earn money, he goes out and he works hard. So the same way, when we see the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, it allows us to appreciate that friendship, it allows us to appreciate the connection that he had with Allah, and it teaches us and has taught us that we should also follow in his footsteps. We should also try and always make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and ability. Brothers, I request you to stand up, fill in all the gaps. If you can just stand up.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أما بعد أيها المسلمون فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم عباد الله إن التوكل على الله عبادة قلبية عظيمة وهو اعتماد القلب على الله مع الأخذ بالأسباب قال تعالى وعلى الله فتوكلوا إن كنتم مؤمنين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أيها الناس اتقوا الله تعالى قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا وقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد البشير النذير والسراج المنير وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين وانصر عبادك الموحدين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا تحب العفو فاعف عنا تحب العفو فاعف عنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اجعلنا ممن توكل عليك فكفيته واستهداك فهديته واستنصرك فنصرته يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم آمين يا رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون واذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Was requested to quickly fill in all the gaps and shoulder to shoulder.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alal falah, hayya 'alal falah. Qad qamatis salah. قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر
سبحان الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله.